saved. Tomorrow is our sailing day. Pay me, pay me, pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money.
Come on!
Soon as that boat clears the bar, pay me my money down. Pay my pay down with a spar.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me, pay me. work every last dollar out of me. Pay me my money down. Pay me, pay me, pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Come on, horns! Sobre bel ami. It was 1965. I was 15 years old. I've been playing guitar for about 6 months. One summer afternoon, I heard a knock on the door. It was George Thies, a school friend of mine, who was dating my sister. And she had told him that I played guitar. And he was inviting me to audition for his band. So that weekend, I followed him to a small shotgun shack of a house one block from the town's rug mill. And it was there that I embarked on the greatest adventure of my young life. I joined my first real rock and roll band. We lasted for 3 years. That's a lifetime for teenagers, 65, 66, 67. An incredible moment to be in a rock band and an explosive time in American history. If you cut forward 50 years on another summer afternoon, I found myself standing at the side of George's deathbed. He had been in a terrible battle with lung cancer for the last years of his life, and he only had a few days to live. And I realized his passing would leave me as the last living member of my first band. So that will give you some pause to think. It's like you're standing on the tracks with the white-hot light of an oncoming train bearing down on you. It brings a clarity of thought you may not have previously experienced. Death's final and lasting gift to the living is an expanded vision of life itself. George passed away shortly after that, and I wrote this song. It's just about the passions we follow as children, not knowing where they'll lead us, and how at 15, it's all tomorrow, and hello, and later on, a lot more yesterdays and goodbyes. But it made me realize how important living every moment is. So be good to yourself, be good to those you love, and be good to this world that we live in.